Mr. President, at the outset, allow me to congratulate you on your presidency of the 10th meeting of the state parties to the Convention on the Cluster Munitions. Let me also express words of appreciation for the work and efforts of the coordinators, Australia and Bulgaria, as well as the ISU. Mr. President, the humanitarian objectives of the Convention are of the utmost importance to Slovakia, and we are deeply concerned by use of cluster munition in contemporary conflicts. As credible reports show, cluster munition has been used also in Ukraine, particularly by Russian forces, where the ongoing illegal and unjustified war of aggression of the Russian Federation against Ukraine still continues. Slovakia strongly condemns this aggression. Mr. President, Slovakia has an obligation under Article 3 to destroy its cluster munition stockpiles by the 1st of January 2024. We have informed the state parties at the previous CCM meetings of the Convention, including at the last intersessional meeting in May this year, about the state and progress of our efforts to destroy our cluster munition stockpiles. As our deadline is approaching, allow me to provide you with an update information on where we currently stand in the process. After launching the destruction process already in 2013, there are 8 remaining types of cluster munitions in our stockpiles at this stage. 7 types of these munitions we destroy on a regular basis through our national means and capacities, and this progress has also been registered in our annual national transparency reports. The latest one was submitted in April of this year. We have full confidence that these 7 types of cluster munition we will destroy on time and in line with our stipulated destruction deadline. Let me now turn to the 8 remaining type of the cluster munition, which is M26. We are well underway in the collaboration with our international partners with the objective to destroy the M26 cluster munition. We have agreed with the NATO Support and Procurement Agency to manage the M26 disposal. The statement of work on demilitarization and disposal of cluster munition on behalf of the Slovak Republic was developed. It precisely defined conditions and requirements for the disposal and destroying of the M26 munitions. In accordance with the NSPA rules, the call for bids was published in February this year and ended in mid-April. Several companies applied for the project to destroy M26 munitions. The company which was selected and awarded the contract is the Norwegian ammunition disposal company Nammo.net. It fully accepted the conditions set by the Slovak Republic, has a vast experience and completed similar types of work in the past. The contract with the company was signed on 30th of June. In line with the statement of work, the kickoff meeting between the representatives of the company, NSPA, and Slovakia took place on 11th of August. The specificities of the projects were presented and discussed. Among others, the methods of destruction, monitoring and reporting, logistics and transportation, as well as the issue of permits and licenses. The process will continue further in line with the outlined plan and with the set parameters and deadlines. All demilitarization and disposal activities are planned to be completed by the end of the year 2023, in line with the obligation under Article 3. Mr. President, to conclude, let me assure the CCM community that Slovakia is making all efforts to complete the process of destruction of its stockpiles. We will continue to inform you regularly, including through our annual transparency report. Thank you for your attention.